Aubrey and we went camping a couple of years ago, and I remember that we were right next to a dry riverbed.
That's right.
And that evening we had just had dinner, well, if you can call it dinner in the bush, and I remember there was this rumbling that we heard, this terrible rumbling that the ground actually began to shake. And we thought, that's so crazy. It's been so hot. It's been so dry the whole time. And I mean, we're here in the desert, it almost felt like. But this rumbling, we couldn't, it was actually a little bit disconcerting.
That's right.
And then we began to like wonder what is going on. And I remember you and the family, Carl, that was with us, ran up ahead because we were actually in a place where it was more like a basin, and just on the other side of us there were cliffs, and you can't see the weather that is taking place on the other side. I want you to hear that. Where you are and the way things are looking at that moment, you can't see what's happening on the other side of that mountain. And you know that they had so much rain, there was a sudden cloud burst on the other side of that mountain, and we were right next to a dry riverbed. And because of the way those cliffs were situated, it had almost formed like this little bottleneck. And as the rain, that downpour happened, that cloud burst, the force of that water came through and it was moving boulders out of the way, out of its path. And everything around us began to shake and rumble. And you might find that in your own place where you, what you can see at the moment, in your own situation, in your own world, it feels like you've been pushing and standing in faith and pushing in the Spirit and doing everything that you know to do. You've been sowing your seed, you've been with all the faith that you have, you've been declaring the word of God over your life, but it just seems to stay like dry. And when I say dry, I mean like there's no change. There's no change in the situation that you've been waiting for. But by faith you push on, and then suddenly there's like a rumbling that takes place. And you know in your spirit something's gonna happen, but I can't see it. I can't see it with my own eyes, but I feel like something is going to happen. And you know, immediately it was as though they came rushing back to us. We're staying in a little 4x4 caravan. They came rushing back and said, run, just get everything packed in and you know, get ready to run, because those boulders were coming down, the rocks were coming down, and the water was like a wall of water just coming right past us. That water came with such force. We were safe, praise the Lord. My husband, he actually took a rope and tied us to a nearby tree to make sure that our stuff didn't go flying down. But we were safe. God kept us safe. But the force of that water that came, that where there used to be a riverbed, it was just, it far exceeded the boundaries of that riverbed. That water just gushed down and everything changed in an instant.
Come on.
In an instant, everything changed. Now, do you know what it says in 2 Peter? And this is what the Lord laid on my heart today. I said, God, what word of hope do you have for us to set in motion again, to keep on with these last couple of hours that we have left together? And this is what he said to me. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, it says, the Lord does not delay and is not slow about what he promises, according to some people's conception of slowness. You might think, God, how long have I been waiting for the breakthrough? How long have I been pushing in the Spirit? How long have I been standing in faith, believing in you? And I still don't see the change. But God reminds you, what you think is long is an instant for me. And while you have been building your faith in the Spirit of God, not allowing yourself to be distracted by what is going around you, your spirit has become strong. Your faith has become strong. You have stood the test of time. And he's just waiting. He's waiting. He's watching. He's watching. And when you're in that place where you say, God, I will not be moved by the dryness I see around me. I will not be moved by the barrenness I see around me. You are my source. You are the river of life. I stand strong. I stand true. And I will not step back. And as you get to that place in the Spirit, it's as though all of heaven opens up, and a torrential force of His goodness, of His salvation, those promises just become your reality right away. Suddenly, suddenly, it comes rushing in your world around you. He is not slow to perform His promises. You might think it's long, but it is not. Hallelujah, what a God we serve. And look what it says. It says, I'm going to read that again. The Lord does not delay and is not slow about what He promises. But, He is long-suffering and extraordinary patient towards you.
That's right.
Oh,
that's right.
He is so patient towards us because He wants to see us get to the place where our eyes are completely fixed on Him and His Word. He's waiting for that. The eyes of the Lord go to and fro across the earth, watching to see whose hearts are perfect towards Him, so that He can show Himself, act on their behalf. That's what He's saying. He is so patient with us. Don't say, God, when are you doing it? He's saying, where are your eyes? I'm just waiting for your eyes. I'm waiting to see where you fix your hope. That's what He's doing for us today. And so I want to remind you, as that scripture goes on, He says He is extraordinary, patient with us, not desiring that any should perish, but that all should turn to repentance. We are the shining light of Jesus Christ on this earth. We are the ones that everybody will turn to and look to see when it seems like nothing is happening, when it seems like we're out there on our own, when it seems that circumstances are so stubborn and fixed. We have a hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. We have the Spirit of God on the inside of us, strengthening us with His powerful grace, and we have His Word. We have His Word. We never, ever build our faith on our feelings or our emotions, but we build it on His Word. And because of that, and when our eyes get so fixed, they watch to see the glory of God come in like a flood that cannot be held back. And as it does, immediately they recognize who our God is, and they will fall on their knees to repentance, to open their hearts to Him. So, having said all of that, this is what I want to encourage you with today. Your God, He is not slow in watching your promises being fulfilled. He is not, but He's waiting on you. He's waiting on you to get to the point where you say, God, I am satisfied in this thing, that what your word says is exactly what it's going to happen. What you have promised is what I will see be my reality, and I will not move from that stance. I don't care what I see around me. My eyes are fixed on you. I see your promises. I see your glory. I see your goodness, and that is what I choose to believe in. And as our hearts are solidly fixed on Him, He will not be slow to get a torrential flood of His goodness to overtake every area of your life, that you will stand back completely amazed at the flood of His mercy and His kindness and His glory, to the extent that even the lost will run to give their lives to Him. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! So rejoice when you don't see anything, because it's coming. It's coming, and it's here already. He is a good God, and we celebrate Him today. Hallelujah!